And I understand we have Angelo Vivolo here from the Columbus Foundation. Where's Angelo?
Here I am, John.
Come on over.
Commissioner Nigro, right there.
Thank you, man. Thank you very much.
Great commissioner of the
FBI. Let's have applause out in the audience. Now we have Angelo Vivolo from the Columbus Foundation. The greatest Italian food I've ever had was at the Columbus Club. Tell us, Andrew. Tell everybody about the Columbus Club and the Columbus Foundation.
First, I have to say it's a great honor, privilege to follow Commissioner Dan Nigro. Outstanding person. This is a warm-up. He's here, I know, as the Grand Marshal of the San Gennaro Feast, but he's going to be on Fifth Avenue come Columbus Day as our humanitarian awardee. He's just an incredible guy.
Fabulous.
And we are so proud of him, and he's just such a deserving recipient. So
Who's protecting the Columbus statues?
We are.
All right.
Joe Piscopo.
That's who you want. No, listen, I was out there with you at Columbus Circle.
Yes,
I mentioned that.
We appreciate you being there.
Yes. Joe did a great job as the MC. He ran the show. Idala and a bunch of others.
Yes.
And I got the feeling, before I got there, I got the feeling that these bastards were going to be successful in taking that statue down. By the time I left that day, I said to myself, they ain't taking nothing down. Not with Angelo in charge. Am I right?
Well, me and a bunch of other people, we're very fortunate. We have a unified Italian-American community, and we're all working together to save the statue, save Columbus Day. And that's what our hope is going forward. With a friend like Joe Piscopo, how can we go wrong?
A dear friend of mine died last year. He's actually a dear, dear friend of the great actor Chaz Palminteri, who's a good friend of mine.
Yes.
His name was Frank Folia. You know Frank very well. He dedicated the last couple of years of his life to making sure Columbus Day was still around. That was a tragic loss last year.
With Phil,
my God. Phil was a dear friend. Phil and his wife Jackie, dear friends of mine. Actually, it's going to be a memorial service in October for him. He was a super guy, outstanding person, worked so hard on behalf of Italian Americans, the statue, and, of course, the Columbus Day. And not a finer gentleman, and it was a huge loss for all of us.
He was so involved in the Italian-American cause, if you will. And Chaz and he were so close together, Phil Folia. So now, Chaz is getting honored by the Cabrini sisters, Angelo. And that's that's coming up as well. We're gonna honor Phil at that event as well.
Wonderful.
But I have to thank you, John, Sid, if I may. If it's Piscopo on WABC, and I appreciate John so much helping out the Italian cause, because people forget.
And all the single women out there. Yeah. Joe Piscopo's looking for number 7.
Don't. Please don't. Please, I'm happy. So Angelo has kept the fight, not the fight on. You are a great diplomat, I have to tell you. You are a spectacular diplomat, because a lot of the time we get upset. And I remember Tucker Carlson called. Remember, I was in the Bronx doing an event there, Tucker said, "Are they going to take the statue down?" I said, "They're never going to take that." But I would be confrontational in a facetious kind of way. You diplomatically have handled it brilliantly, Angelo. God bless you.
You're very
for that.
Kind to say that, but it's myself and others who contributed to doing that. And we're going to keep it on, keep going. But let's talk about first of all. I don't know if you know. But you probably do.
Yeah.
That our dear friend John was born on an Italian island. So he is.
You're right.
Yes. He is
right.
One of us.
My father was an Italian citizen. He worked for the Italian government.
Wow.
He worked for the Italian government. And I was born, I was conceived Italian.
Okay. Right.
Well, that counts.
Okay. The island I was conceived on was Italian from 1904. All the way till 1948.
Wow. Really?
Wow.
Yes.
So you're part Italian.
That's it.
I was born Italian.
That's it, man. We love
No, I was conceived Italian. When I was born on September 7th, the Brits took the islands away from the Italians because they were on the wrong side of the war. And they gave it to the Greeks.
That's funny.
So I was born, I was conceived Italian, I was born Greek.
How about that?
But my blood is 28% Italian.
Well, that's what counts.
Yes.
And that's why he's a member of the Columbus Citizens
Foundation.
That's right. That's it. We love it.
Plus, you're not going to find anybody in New York, anybody. This is my friend Danny Fogliano from PolyPrep. Hey, Danny. You're not going, and he's Italian. You're not going to find, and his father ran the Fulton Fish Market and still does for like 50 years. You're not going to find any New Yorker, I don't care if you're Jewish or Greek, when you ask them this question every time, what's your favorite food? Italian.
Italian.
2 seconds.
Italian.
Nobody says Greek, Jewish,
and
Cuban.
We're looking forward to having a big dinner tonight in Little Italy.
Yes.
World famous. Wonderful. Only one place better than Little Italy. It's the Columbus Club.
Okay.
But it's a long ride uptown.
Now, let me give you a little background about going on this year. We're back. The parade is back, and we're, of course, going to fulfill all the requirements that the city has. But we're very excited that we're going to have an excellent parade, a lot of people involved. And it's just going to be wonderful because in addition to the people that are going to be in the parade and the marching up Fifth Avenue, we're also going to, in the TV portion of the parade, do some of learn from last year's virtual parade and put some video in as well.
Oh, good.
Joe Piscopo, Maria Bartiromo.
Oh.
It's not Columbus Day unless the two of them are with us.
I am so honored, John.
Well, by the way, I understand our honorary also chair, Commissioner Shea. What's his title to the thing?
Yes.
Okay. We have Commissioner Shea on the phone with us now.
Okay.
Commissioner, how are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm just enjoying listening to the conversation.
Well, I wish you were here with us. We have all this Italian food in front of us, and we had a lot saved for you.
Well, I will be down there tomorrow with my good friend Dan Nigro.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
We had them both here. We just had Dermot. This is Sid Rosenberg from the Bernie and Sid Morning Show. We just had Dan Nigro live with us on the air moments ago, talking about the amazing job he does with the fire department. Let's talk about you now for a second. You have a pretty tough gig yourself watching the New York Police Department here in this city. You know that on this stage, of course, we all love the cops. Not everybody in New York does, unfortunately. But congratulations on the job that you do and all your men and women that protect us every single day. God bless all of you.
Absolutely.
Sid, thank you. Thank you. Everyone loves the cops. Don't believe what you read. Everyone loves the cops, and they're doing a phenomenal job.
There's about 12 people in the whole city that don't love you.
But
the other 9 million love you.
Yep.
And you can count on the Italian Americans for sure. We all love you.
Yeah.
Always supporting law enforcement,
Law enforcement, absolutely.
But and we appreciate it.
Going on to beyond the parade, we have the gala, and we have great honorees. We have Michael Pascucci. We have Dan Nigro, of course. My goodness. We have Jody Police, and we have Joe Guerrera, the wonderful individuals, all contributed to our community, and that's why they're all being honored.
And you know, John and Sid and Commissioner, what the Columbus Citizens Foundation does, they give millions of dollars every year to scholarships for children.
Oh,
millions of dollars. Yeah. They and this is an ongoing, it's an all-year event that they work from day one, from Columbus Day to Columbus Day. I'm so honored to be a part of that, to be with the great Maria Bartiromo. We have some, and when Kenny Rosado jumped, Kenny's a great guy.
You guys are great together. Well, all three of you are great together.
Well, yeah, as long as you let, Maria's the boss. Am I right? Right, Angela? I always go, you're the boss, whatever you say.
I always say, without Maria, there's no
she's
Columbus.
The best. Yeah. She's the best.
She is great. She's great on Fox Business every morning, too. She definitely is.
Great person.
Yeah, she
great,
is.
Great person.
Yep.
So proud. I can only repeat what I've said earlier, that Columbus Day is not Columbus Day without Maria Bartiromo and Joe Piscopo, especially with her.
Honored
and
to be
now
there.
We have Ken Rosado, which is really makes it very special.
He's great, too. So I'm curious, Commissioner Shea, you know, we're here at this event at the San Gennaro Festival. There's a nice little police presence here. Columbus Day, of course, nice police presence at that parade. The New York City Marathon coming up in about 8 weeks, a huge New York City police crew there. The next couple of months, you guys are very, very busy with events here in New York. And, of course, let's not forget, Dermot, when the Yankees win the World Series and you guys are down in the Canyon of Heroes, we're about to have a very big police presence in New York. Right, Dermot?
That was a cheap shot. You know I'm a big Met fan, but...
So am I. You know that. So am I. They named the damn stadium after you, Dermot.
I had a conversation with Cardinal Dolan this week, and I was asking for a miracle, so we'll see what happens. But all this talk of Italian food, I'm starving now. Now my mouth is watering.
Well, where are you right now? Are you in the city? Are you in Brooklyn? Where are you right now?
No, I'm in the city. I just left, actually. I was walking in and around the UN General Assembly, just thanking some of the outside agencies and cops that are still there making sure everyone's safe.
And Commissioner Piscopo, if I may, sir, great job with the General Assembly at the UN. Every corner, two, three, four, five police officers, and they were locked, they were loaded. That's just not literally, but it was literally. Right. And we love to see it.
Great job.
We loved it.
Great
Thank
job,
you,
unless
sir.
You're Bernie McGurk, who's trying to leave the station after the morning show, and he can't because Joe Biden is driving by. That's a true story, DeMott.
We haven't mastered the traffic yet, but we're close.
Well, I want to know, hey, Angelo, what kind of food you suggest we have tonight?
Oh, my goodness.
What's your favorite Italian food?
This is one of the great restaurateurs of all time.
I was in a restaurant
for
42 years.
Vivalo.
But I love all Italian food, any kind.
Parmesan? Chicken Parmesan?
Linguine with clam sauce, lobster fra diavolo, things like that.
John, this man, if I may, Angelo Vivalo, cooked for the Pope. Two popes.
Wow.
Listen to that.
Well, I was very blessed. Myself and Lydia Bastianich together, we served Pope Benedict for 3 days while I was in New York, and we served Pope Francis for 3 days at the home of the Nuncio on 72nd Street. I actually was as close to him as I'm with you guys right now, and we served them breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day.
Wow!
And
did he ask for some specific meals, or did you
not really? And because we were in the home of the Nuncio, it was diplomatic quarters, so we weren't restricted and have outside food tasters. Yeah. We made the menus. They liked what we made.
Sid has a food taster every morning.
All right, let me tell you something. I'm the only Jew up here, and I'm going to give you the best Italian restaurant in New York.
Okay.
No disrespect. Not Benito One, although it's great. Mulberry Street, we go in there tonight. It's a great restaurant. In my Jewish opinion, which makes me Italian, the best Italian restaurant, I don't care if it's Bay Ridge or New York City, the best Italian restaurant is on the corner of Nostrand Avenue and Avenue R in Brooklyn. My dear friend Michael. Michael's restaurant is the best Italian food.
Look at this guy. Michael's of Brooklyn. Those are the Cacace family. Fred, Johnny,
and
Marianne.
The best restaurant on the east side.
No, it was. I'm not in the business now. Thank you very much for the plug.
You're right, though. In Brooklyn, it's like people come over, and we're there all the time with Fred.
I know you guys go there.
And the sauce is like incredible.
They take you in the back. They got this big machine where they make the
it
sauce.
Right there. Yeah.
Like it's better than Rayo's or any of those places. Did I just say that?
Don't tell Bo.
We'll be in trouble.
By the way, the other night, I was at Patsy's.
Oh, that's a great place, too.
I was at Patsy's the other night.
Great.
Sal, we
Cindy
love Sal.
Adams and Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, really?
And the food was great.
That's a great place.
Last night I was in Nicola's with your friend Mark Simone.
There you go.
And Kudlow, Larry Kudlow.
Oh, wow.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I want to go to Michael's in Brooklyn.
You do?
I've been living in Manhattan for 40 years, but I'm a Brooklyn boy at heart.
It'll take you 2 hours to get there.
That's okay. It's worth every minute.
It's worth it.
Joe, we got to go together.
It's done. I got the date. But thanks.
Angelo, thank you. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Angelo.
Thank you for everything you do for the Italian people.
Thank you.
May God give you strength to keep doing it for another 100 years.
God bless you, John, but thank you for the privilege of being on your show and to be able to speak about the truth about Columbus. I really sincerely appreciate it.
And
God bless you guys.
You too.
We love you, Angelo.
We love you.
Thank you. We love you.
Columbus Citizens Foundation.
Thank you so much.
Parade. You're welcome. The parade is right on Monday. It's like a week away only.
The parade is on the 11th. The gala is on the 9th, and the laying of the wreath is on Sunday.
You know, I'm the Grand Marshal in the Philadelphia Parade. Do you know the Italian Parade? You know why? Because like you, Angelo, you lead the way. We follow in your path. So I try to help a little bit. Billy called. Great. I said, I'm in New York Monday. You got to get me back. But I'm the Grand Marshal in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We got to celebrate. Celebrate phenomenal. The heritage. That's and John, phenomenal. You're right. Thank you for your Greek. Part Italian, we appreciate that. Thanks for never forgetting.
Always gives me an opportunity to speak about it.
Thank you.
God bless. Thank you, Angelo. Thank you, pal.
Thank you.
And God bless.
Commissioner Shea, thank you so much for calling in today. And God bless the work you do and the work of, 37,000 NYPD officers. And God bless you and God bless America. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. Thanks. Have a great night, guys.